We want to discuss today the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, specifically when a Jew gives up his life because he's a Jew. And we'll start with a historical period of Kiddush Hashem, 1941-1942 in Lithuania, specifically in Kovna. The Rav of Kovna was Rav Avram Duber Sender Shapiro, the Kovna Rav, the Dvar Avram. And the Dvar Avram was not murdered by the Nazis. He died of a broken heart, just watching Jews die in the ghetto. And it seems that Rav Elchanan Wasserman, who was also killed by the Nazis, was one of the Kedoshim who were in Kovna. And during the years of the Kovna ghetto, beginning approximately June of 1941, the people in Kovna, as described in a Sefer called Torah Savram, were on a daily basis in preparation for Kiddush Hashem. There were so many pogroms, so many killings, so many shootings. In October, just a few months later, 1941, the Germans shot 10,000 Jews in one day. And during this period of time, the story is related that Rabbi Chanan, together with other Talmidei Chachamim, were in the Rav's house. Again, I don't know exactly what kind of a house it was. And the Rav turns to Rav Elchanan and asks him if he can give a shir, a pashat halacha shir, in front of those who were there, in the presence of this audience. Now, again, just to describe what's going on outside this little apartment where Jews are being murdered, and the fear of death is palatable. You can feel it. You can sense it. And Rabbi Chanan was caught by surprise. You know, at this moment, it doesn't seem to be a moment that's appropriate for the clarity of thought that you need to say a shir. But in any event, the Rav, you know, begged or influenced and pressured Rav Elchanan and said, "You must give us a shir. Give us a shir on the sugi of Kiddush Hashem. This is in Yoni Dioma. This is what we're breathing and living until our death." So this great genius, Rav Elchanan, this great tzaddik, did not refuse, and he took a few hours to prepare the shir. He comes out after a while and he says the shir. And then the Rav, after the shir, gives musar and tries to inspire the people on the same topic of Kiddush Hashem. This maimer, this unbelievable experience, had such a powerful impact, shaking up everyone, electrifying everyone. Those who survived, and again, there were just a handful of survivors who remember that ma'amad, that shreklach, which took place again while Jews were being killed all over. There was such a fear in the air, but yet this is what happened. Now, one of the survivors of the Holocaust was Reb Ephraim Oshri, who is famous for his Shut Mimamakim, and he tells that in the winter of 1942, okay, this is approximately a year later, there was a member of the Jews who were one of the various Jews who were caught in the Kovna ghetto, whose name was Reb Eliyahu. He was a Jew from Varsha. Told Reb Ephraim Oshri that Reb Elchanan already at that time had taught his son Reb Naftali Beinish how to make the bracha on Kiddush Hashem. Could you imagine? In their preparation for the Kiddush Hashem, they were studying the sugya of what the nusach habracha should be on this great mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And Reb Elchanan based himself on the Shalah HaKadosh, which he had received from the Chofetz Chaim, and Reb Elchanan told his close people that a person who is going to give up his life on Kiddush Hashem at that moment has to be very careful to make sure that his machshavos, his thoughts, are totally dedicated to this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and not allow any machshavos psul or machshava psul to enter into his mind, because a karban becomes disqualified through a machshava psula. Now, exactly what kind of machshava psula one could have, I don't know if it means chas v'shalom that he's questioning the divine justice, or maybe he's just overwhelmed by the moment, by the fear of death. He's in the throngs, the clutches of death. But Reb Elchanan wanted a person's thought to be absolutely concentrated and focused on this great mitzvah. Now, if we open up the writings of Reb Ephraim Oshri, who died not that long ago, in the Mamakim, he records the following question that he was asked about the nusach of the bracha of Kiddush Hashem. He begins by writing, Mi'itein Roshi Mayim V'eini Mekar Dimal Chalalei Bas Ami. He is Mekonein, in the language of a kina, of a lamentation over those who he remembers, and his head is full of water, his eyes are tears when he remembers those who died, Chalalei Bas Ami. And he describes that they were killed, they were slaughtered, they were burnt on Kiddush Hashem. In fact, when the Nazis liquidated the ghetto in Kovna, I believe it's in the year 1943, the historians describe thousands of Jews that perished, and most of them were burnt alive. And he describes the Kiddush Hashem, which was generated by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and he remembers the Yom HaShachar. This was the Black Day that was described as such by the Jews in the ghetto of Kovna, that bitter, terrible day, which was the 8th of Mar Cheshvan, in Tuf Shin Beis. And I'm assuming, I can't guarantee you that this is the most destructive day, because at that point the Germans gathered together Anoshim Noshim V'taf Skenim in the Orim Yonkino Leitfuchim, and they all died al Kiddush Hashem. So I'm not sure exactly there's something a little bit off here, because as I understand it, the great tragic day was in 1941, but he's talking about 1942, so I don't know how to reconcile that discrepancy. In any event, he describes the events of that day when, as he calls it, the chetz, you know, the arrow of the Nazis, the cursed Nazis, was shot out to kill the members of the ghetto, who again, these were the Jews who had survived the pogroms before that. And the command was given by the Nazis that every single Jew has to show up, litiatsev, in what was called the democratic plots in the ghetto, and then they would be checked by the Germans, and if anyone didn't comply with that command and remained in his house, he would be killed. Now, you cannot describe, says Rav Ashi, the absolute fear that gripped the people. The behola, the total confusion of the Jews in the ghetto, because they all knew that on this day their destiny would be determined, whether they would be spared and maybe sent to a labor camp if they could do some work, or they would be killed on the spot. Everyone would go through like son tachas hashevet and be checked by the Nazis to see who would survive and who would not. And of course, in compliance with the Nazi order, the Jews came out of all their homes in the ghetto, and parents were leading their children, their young children. There were young boys who were helping their parents, their elderly parents, who would lean on them, and they were like these, you know, the sticks, what do you call it, the canes for their parents. There were people who were ill, that were weak, that were carried by the Bnei Mishpacha. They all went out to this plots, this migrash, and you could hear the cries and the bechi, the taniyah of the aniyah that just pierced through the ear. And there's no way of describing that situation. The broken cries of yogon vanoch, of terrible suffering that could be heard from every side, because no one knew what their destiny was on that particular day. They just knew that there was a decree and they might be lost. And it's interesting, he says that, he described the weather conditions on that day. It was a day of sufa, of geshem, of sheleg. You know, it seemed like that those who were up in Shamayim were also, in a sense, the Malachi Mala, the Meshar Seikel Elyon, they were also in a state of Behola, they were in a state of Chipazon, of Nechpezu, each one asking the other, Aye Kel Elokim, where is God? Ana Shochein Ma'ulim, have Rachmanis on your tzon, on the She'eris of Klal Yisrael Marisecha, that are being taken to slaughter like tzon l'teva. In any event, the Jews gathered together in this plots, in this migrash, as we called it, all of the people in the ghetto, about 30,000 Jews, each one was afraid or in fear of the Germans, who the German murderers. There was one head German who was known by the name of Roka, and he was the head of the Gestapo, He was the one who was going to determine the future, the destiny of each Jew that was left in the ghetto, these 30,000 Jews. Every Jew was like Chomer Biyada Yotzer. And this Nazi would decide whether to kill them or not to kill them. And Rav Oshi describes that at that moment, this Rav Eliyahu from Varsha, who was murdered by the Nazis on that day, who again, he was one of the fugitives who ran away from Varsha to Litha, thinking that maybe in Lithuania the situation was better, but nevertheless he fell from one to the other, and now here in Lithuania the situation is that the Nazis are trying to completely destroy and are intent at destroying the entire Jewish community in Lithuania. And he knew, this Rav Eliyahu, that a large percentage of these 30,000 Jews would be killed and would not see the light of day on this earth, because thousands will be taken to be killed. And probably out of the 30,000, 20,000 died on that day. That's my own addition, based on what I understand from the history of the Kovna ghetto. And this Rav Eliyahu asked me, says Rav Oshri, what is the nusach for Kiddush Hashem, of the bracha for Kiddush Hashem? Is it Al Kiddush Hashem? Is it Likadesh Hashem? What exactly is the precise, accurate formulation of the bracha? And he says he wants to know for himself that he can make the bracha, and he wants to know so that he can share it with others. He wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem the way it's supposed to be done, and to be mekayim the mitzvah of bracha the way it should be done. It might be the last mitzvah in his life. And he wants to go amongst those who are designated to be killed and teach them the das, teach them the law, what they should do in the last hour. And they should have the schus, the merit of this bracha, before they come in front of the heavenly judgment. Now, the Nusach HaBrocha, the Shallah, is recorded in his Pirush on the Siddur. The Torah says in Parashas Emor, Lo Sechalu Hashem Kodshi V'nikdashti B'tof B'nei Yisrael Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. And the Rikanti says, HaMekadesh Es Hashem Chayav Levarech Al Kiddush Hashem HaNichbad V'anora, because this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. As it says, V'nikdashti b'tof b'nei Yisrael. And the Shalom writes, Nir b'enai mishebo liyodo kiddush Hashem makai mitzvah say v'nikdashti b'tof b'nei Yisrael. In the presence of 10 Jews, then before he's killed, he should be mevarech b'simcha, baruch atah Hashem alkeinu melech olam shekidshonu mitzvoso v'tzivonu l'kadesh shmo barabim. And again, the Nusach is with a Lamed, Likadesh, not Al Kiddush Hashem. Many brachas are with an Al, this is with a Lamed. And the Tosef in Bracho, says the Shalah, writes that Ha'osa Mitzvah Tzorech Levarech Lefaneo, whenever a person does a mitzvah, he has to make the Bracho before he performs the mitzvah. There are mitzvahs that we don't make a bracha on, and there are all sorts of explanations, but none of those explanations apply to this mitzvah asay of v'nikdashti, and therefore this mitzvah requires a bracha. Now the Pisrei Tshuva in Yoredei Siman Kufnun Hei in the Siman of Kiddush Hashem writes, V'imu b'farhes yakos v'ashallah, the Al Kiddush Hashem Mevorcha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem Kishon Mitzvosu V'Zikonu L'Kadesh Shmo Barabim. And the Pisrei Tshuva quotes this Shalom verbatim. It would seem that that's what the halacha is. Now, they quote a sefer here, and I wanted to just take this opportunity to thank Rav Daniel Gladstein for sending me this anthology of Makoros on the subject of Birchas Kiddush Hashem. The Rashba writes that we don't make a bracha on staka or matnas aniyim, or for example, if you lend someone money, because you don't know that you'll be able to definitely fulfill this mitzvah. You're really dependent upon the person who receives the mitzvah, and perhaps he will decide he doesn't want to receive and accept your tzedakah or your halvah. So therefore the question is, in the case of Kiddush Hashem, it's possible that at the end the Nazi will not kill him, and then the bracha is a bracha of atola. Says the Shalom, getting back to the Shalom, the Ein Lomar ki Ein Levarach Birchas Kiddush Hashem ki Ula Yachzar Hama'alil V'Yiftarenu. Maybe the one who's threatening to kill the Jew will change his mind. And we find that in other brachos, in other mitzvahs, that exactly is the logic. He says, Ze'enu Shaykh L'mitzvahs Kiddush Hashem. If Hashem does a miracle, and at the end the Jew is not killed, like in the case of Daniel and Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah that were thrown into the lion's den, but they miraculously survived. He says the very moment that the Jew has decided to give himself up lahariga, he has accepted that. That itself is a Kiddush Hashem B'tov B'nei Yisrael. He is willing to die for the sake of being a Jew, just simply because he's a Jew. And whenever the Gzeira is on him and he agrees and he's about to be killed, again, even if at the last minute some miracle happens, he did fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Now, in the Maram Shik, in mitzvah Reish Tzadi Zayin, which in the Rambam's counting is Kuf Yud, or the Ramban's counting is Reish Samech Hei. Mitzvah Sei L'Kadish Eshmeh Es Hashem Barabim Shenem Mikdash Tim Tov Bnei Yisrael V'ine Yesh Harbe Dinim Bozeh. He tells you to look in the Rambam in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah. What's the law in Ashas Gzeira? What's the law with regard to the three mitzvahs or other mitzvahs, when it's farhesia and he's chayv limsar sem? And then he writes that the Shalah analyzes the question of a chiv brach on this mitzvah saseh and concludes that this mitzvah is like any other mitzvah saseh, requires a bracha. But the Maram Shik disagrees. He says, Anias daiti lo nicha l'Kadosh Baruch Hu levarech oso al zeh, to thank Hashem for the fact that a Jew is killed, that's not nicha l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And an example of that he brings from the Mitzrim, that at the time that the Mitzrim went down the Yamsuf, the Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Maisi yodi tov b'yam v'atem rotzim lomar shira, you want to sing praise at the time that my creations are dying. And how much more so kolshkein b'shas ha'gzeira, that kedoshim are being killed, it's certainly lo nicha l'Kadosh Baruch Hu levarech osi. God would certainly say, this is not a time for praising me, blessing me. We don't say Shira at that time. So that is the opinion of the Maram Shik. However, in the Darki Tshuva in Yoridei Siman Kufnun Zayin, he quotes the Shalah, that you have to make a bracha on Kiddush Hashem. He quotes the Maram Shik, who disagrees. And he writes, let me just get the Lashon here, he says that Omnom Ya'ayin B'Sefer Beis David Chelik Yerodeh Simon Ayin Zayin Shekosav B'Shem HaMe'iri Sheyesh Levarech. So now we have a Rishon who says that you should be Mevarech. And not only that, Tzarech Levarech Bracha Zu B'Simcha, he has to have joy when he makes the Bracha. And then he says, "Ein levarach bracha zu rak shanochi rotzel aviro al das." Di oz imhu moser nafsho lahariga hu makayim hamitzus aseidin mikdashti. Aval osam hakadoshim shema'anim oso shiagidu al dovar shahoya shiyeh hezek li Yisrael. Afal pishi b'far hesi v'nodel rab me'ein tzach bracha zu ein levarach bracha zu b'kevin she'ein anochi rotzel avir al das afal pishi dino lihoreg v'lo yavor mikolakom eino mishum mitzvas asei d'vidik dashti. The Beis David here is limiting the brach of the Meiri by setting up two categories of Kiddush Hashem. And he's saying that one category of Kiddush Hashem is Lavir Al Das, where the guy is interested in the Jew violating his religion. And in such a case, if the Jew is willing to give up his life rather than violate his religion, Avir al Das, then he fulfills the mitzvah in Gdashti. But he says there are other situations in which the guy, in his attack against the Jew, wants to get certain knowledge that will help him destroy the Jews, and he tortures a Jew in order to get that knowledge. In such a case, even if it's Farhesi, everybody knows about it, there's no room for the bracha, because this is not a mitzvah sevenikdashti. The mitzvah sevenikdashti, according to the Beis David, is conditional on lavir al das, that the ratzon of the guy is lavir al das. So even though there are other situations in which the halacha is yehari val yavar, because he cannot endanger the lives of other Jews, but nevertheless, that's not called vinikdashti. And then the Darkei Tshuva quotes another sefer called the Pnei Maven on Masechta Sanhedrin, who says that the Mata Ephraim and the Maisa Rokeach and the Tshuva Saradvaz all write that Nochri Shemachavin Lavir Al Das Afilu Hibitzina Yesh Kiddush Hashem. Because the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem applies in Lavir Al Das even if there's no presence of 10 Jews. And if it's, let's say for example, a group of Goyim, that itself is enough in a case of a Shas of Lavir Al Das to create a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But we see clearly that even if the murder is taking place in front of Goyim and there are no Jews who are witnessing it, nevertheless he has to make a bracha. The Shalom, on the other hand, writes that this bracha applies only if it's b'farhesi in front of 10 Jews, because then he's being mekayim the mitzvah aseh v'nikdashim tokh b'nei Yisrael. But if it's not farhesya, even though the din is yehari val yavar, like for example shas hashmad, or what we spoke about before, if the guy is miskavin lavir al das, or if it's one of the averus chamurus avodah zarah gilurei shvichus damim, in all these cases the din is yehari val yavar, even b'tzina. But that's not the case of an Igdashti b'tof b'nei Yisrael. The bracha only applies b'fnei asar Yisrael. Other cases of Yehari Val Yavar do not generate a bracha. And this is brought in the later poskim, in the Shulchan Gavoa, and we saw in the Makar Chaim, Maim Chaim, and the Beis David. So what we have here is a discussion about when the bracha on Kiddush Hashem is appropriate and when it's a kium of an ikdashti b'tov b'nei Yisrael, and the Shalos sees the precondition as asar Yisrael. There are many other situations which are not l'fnei asar Yisrael, and nevertheless the Torah, the halacha, requires a Jew to give up his life, yehari val yavor. But in those cases, if it's not b'tov b'nei Yisrael, says the Shalos, that's not a kium of the mitzvah of nigdashti, and therefore it doesn't engender a bracha. There may be situations where v'chai b'hem is going to be suspended and he doesn't have a heter to violate the Torah in order to save a life, but rather the halacha requires him yehorik v'al yavar to give up his life, but that doesn't necessarily create a mitzvah of nigdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, which is conditional on the fact that there is a presence of ten Jews. Now, amongst the Sfarim that address this question is the Mishnas Yosef, who writes, Yadua Shekasher Hotziu as Ben Hasar Hagraf Potatsky of Vilna, Lisarev, Chaim Al Shizgay. At that time, of course, the Polish government would put to death a non-Jew who converted to Judaism, and that's what happened to the Kadosh Graf Potatsky. And it's known, says the Mishnas Yosef, that this man benched the bracha Bekol ubesimcha shekichonim mitzosim etzivonu lekadesh shmo baravin, which again is exactly the nusach of the Shalah. Let's go back to the Shalah for a second. V'tzivanu l'kadesh shmo baravin. Now it says that the Rav HaKadosh Baal Yisod V'shor Shavodah Hichbi Atzmo Shom K'dei Sheyuchal Lanos Omen Al Brocha Nedirizu. He wanted to be able to respond with a bracha, with an amen, on this very rare bracha that's being recited on L'kadei Shmo Baravin. And here's a case of L'avir Al Das, where clearly a Jew is being forced to violate his Judaism at the pain of or suffer death. Now, there's another sefer called Yosef Ometz, in which he says, what should a person do before he dies al Kiddush Hashem? And he has a whole long nusach havidui that should be recited here. Elokai v'lokai v'osai, nesham shenasat v'torah, nekia, and the Yetzara came and was Machalkil and was Matame and Bavonosai Peshay Amrubim Anofi Chatosi Ashamti Bagati. It goes on and on and on. And I may have violated a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh and a krisus and a chiv misus bezin, whether it's Torah Shmitzava, Torah Shmalpeh. All this I confess, and I state lo shavali, it wasn't worth it. Now's the time that you, Hashem, are taking the neshama back from me. I am giving up my life to sanctify your holy name. V'dincha mishpatcha tzedek v'emes va'ata asid lachzira bi. You will in the future return my neshama to me. Kol zman shaneshama b'kirbi ma'onidi lufanecha. And baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam asher kidshanu mitzvosav v'tzivanu le'ahov es Hashem hanichbad v'hanora hoya hove v'yiyah. The osid lios bechol levavenu bechol nafshenu lekadesh shmo barab brochat Hashem mekadesh shimcha barabim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now it's interesting that he's got this long vidui, which concludes with a bracha, and the bracha is really on the mitzvah of avas Hashem. And also on Kiddush Hashem Barabim, But it says here, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim. I don't know what's missing here in my text here is Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem Kidshonu Mitzvosov Tzivonu Lekadesh Shimcha Barabim. Not Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim. So I'm a little bit confused about that. But the Shema Yisrael makes a lot of sense because that's the command of Kiddush Hashem, and that's what he declares, and he dedicates, and he's totally committed to the Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad at the time of his death. V'im ze bios shahadibur b'fume yimsar nafsho al kedushas Hashem yisbar v'tachzor nafsho b'tzor achayim amein sela. So this is the nusach of the Sefer Yosef Ometz. Now let's get back to the tshuva of Rabbi Ephraim Oshri in the Sefer Mimamakim, and he quotes this Sefer Yosef Ometz, and the Nusach HaBrocha that's incumbent upon the Mekadshei Shem that they should recite this bracha, and the Nusach HaVidui that comes from Frankfurt, Kila Kedosha Frankfurt. And Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekidshonu Mitzvosov Tzivonu Lehov Es Hashem HaNichbod VaHaNora HaHoya Hove VeYiyeh VeYosid Lios B'Chol Vavenu Chol Nafshenu Kadesh Shmo Barabim B'Gut Hashem Kadesh Shmimcho Barabim. And then he says Kriyat Shema. And after quoting this tshuva of the Yosef Ometz, he writes that the Shalah has the nusach Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem Kidshonu Mitzvosov Tzivonu Lekadesh Shmo Barabim without this whole long edition of Lehov Es Hashem HaNichbad Who's Hoyahov V'yiyah B'chol Vavenu Chol Nafshenu, etc., etc. Simply the bracha shekichonu mitzos tzivonu lekadesh shmo barabim. It's short and sweet. That's what the shalah has. And again, we saw that the shalah compares it to many other mitzvahs I say where we have to make a bracha. And the reason why we recite the bracha b'loshon lekadesh shem harab, not al kiddush. Many of the brachas on mitzvahs are al. And the answer is because if the mitzvah can be done through a shliach, then you make the bracha on the al, with an al. But if a mitzvah has to be done begufo, and he cannot send the shliach, then we make the bracha with a lamed. And Kiddush Hashem is a prime example of that. And all this is brought down in the Rush, in the Ran, quoting the Riva at the beginning of Masechta Psachim on Daf Zayin. It sounds like they agree and adopt this position that there should be a bracha on Kiddush Hashem. And the Pesachei Tshuva, as we saw, brings the shalah that we should recite this bracha. And he adds that Matzasi gam kebirikanti simon ayin shekosav kehashalah. And according to the Rokeach, there's an issue here. There's reason to doubt whether you make this bracha on Kiddush Hashem, because kol davar shebenoach mitzuva ein mevarchim. There are those who maintain that if the mitzvah is common to both a Jew and a non-Jew, then we omit the bracha. We can't say Hashem Kidshonu Mitzvosov Tzivonu as if we got this tzivui. And if we assume that Ben Noach is mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, which is itself an issue amongst the Rishonim, then maybe we shouldn't be making the bracha because both the Jew and the Goy share this mitzvah. And on a mitzvah that's shared, we don't say Hashem Kidshonu Mitzvosov Tzivonu. And he writes that Mikol Zeh Horesi Lo, this is the tshuva of the Mamakim, Shalafi Daiti Yesh Levarach Kifi Nusach Shal Shalah Bruch HaTashek Shalom Mitzoy Sivzon Lukadish Mo Barabim. And then he goes back to the Kadosh Rabbi Leo from Varsha, who was killed by the Nazis in Kovna. He says, Shino Vishilesh es Nusach Hazeh Shel HaBrocha. He reviewed it over and over again until he knew it perfectly. V'limed gam liyehudim acherim. And he also taught other Jews in the ghetto this Nusach HaBrocha Shtei Brocha Zu Meshunenes U'mechubdetes V'fiyim. They should say it, recite it, review it over and over again until they finally have it clear. So that when the moment of truth comes, they'll know how to make the bracha. When the moment of has come for them to die al kiddush Hashem, they'll be able to make the bracha. And the Teshuva of the Mamakim says that he found out later on that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman taught his son, as we mentioned earlier, Rabbi Naftali, how to make the bracha, what is exact Nusach HaBracha. And indeed, his son Rabbi Naftali was killed on Kiddush Hashem. And Rabbi Chanan was perpetuating the bracha of the Shalah. And Rabbi Chanan was telling and teaching his son Rabbi Naftali, who was later in fact killed by the Nazis, that this Nusach HaBracha of the Shalah was recommended, was given the Gushpanka, you know, the authorization of the Chafetz Chaim himself. You know, the Rabbi Chanan had a very, very close relationship with the Chafetz Chaim. And the grandson of the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yeshua Levin's son, who was also killed by the Nazis, was also in the ghetto. And he too said that he heard from his grandfather, Chafetz Chaim, that when he was in Russia during the time of the First World War, and the Russians were going crazy, and they were killing by the Jews by masses, that the Chafetz Chaim said Yesh Levarach Sabrocha Kifi Anusach Shal Hashallah. So the Chafetz Chaim definitely has been quoted more than once as having accepted the Nusach HaBrocha of the Shalah. Now, if we go back to Parshas Emor, and that's where the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem appears, Rashi points out that Kishu Moser Atzmo, Yimsar Atzmo Al Menas Lomus. He should give up his life, ready to die, but as opposed to Al Menas Ness, that he shouldn't have in mind that God is going to do him a miracle, and that's why he's willing to give up his life. Because Kol Amoser Atzmo Al Menas HaNes Ein Osim Lo Ness. So when Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah were willing to give up their life, they were not Moser Atzmo Al Menas HaNes. They didn't expect to get a miracle. They received a miracle, but that wasn't their intention. And Rashi quotes the pasuk in Daniel, "Vehem lo yedia lehevilach malka matzil v'lo matzil yedua lehevilacha." That pasuk proves that, as far as they understood it, Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, they were going to be killed, and that's what they were willing to be mosa nefesh. And you'll see in the smag, the Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos, in essay number Hey, he writes that Kishemoser Atzmo Lo Yeh Kavanoso Lismoch Al Nes. That's almost the Machsheves Pigul that Rabbi Chanan spoke to his Tidim to Talmidim him to avoid. But instead of having Kavanah Lismoch Al Nes, because then Hashem won't do a Nes, then he should have a Kavanah L'shem mitzvah, that he will die for the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and that being Moser Atzmo L'misa, that is the essence of Kiddush Hashem. We find this by Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. They were Moser Atzmo Lamus, and that's the pasuk that we had before from Sefer Daniel, V'hein lo yedia lehevelach
etc., which basically means that Yatzil or lo Yatzil or Kechol less Anan Palcha. That basically he should declare to the Ma'anes, the guy who's forcing him at the pain of death, that I don't know whether or not Hashem will save me, but in any event, I'm not going to agree to worship your God. And getting back to the smack again, he writes, L'kadesh Hashem v'chsiv, v'nikdashi v'tovchsiv, ha-mitzvah zos eino mina sholo she'yehorek v'al-yavakar v'al-zor gilirai shichos domim. He says that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem b'tov b'nei Yisrael publicly is not, in no way overlaps with the famous principle of Yehorek v'al-yavakar and the three cardinal sins, because the fundamental difference is whereas Avodah Zarah Gilurei Shefichas Domim is afilu b'tzina, because that's not Mishum Kiddush Hashem. That Yehorek v'al-yavakar is based on requirement of Yehorek v'al-yavakar rather than violating those cardinal sins. There's no b'chai b'hem, but it has nothing to do with v'nikdashni b'tov b'nei Yisrael, meaning the farhesia of 10 Jews. That Kiddush Hashem of v'nikdashni b'tov b'nei Yisrael doesn't apply in the case of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, where it's Yehorek v'al-yavakar even b'tzina. But let's say, for example, in Shar Mitzvahs, we paskin Yavar v'al Yehorek, he shouldn't give up his life. But Hani Mili b'tzina, but it could be farhesia, he has to give up his life even for the most secondary kind of mitzvah. I say secondary, I mean shar mitzvahs. There's yehorek val yavar if it's befarhesi, but if it's bitzina, then it's yavar v'al yehorek. And the smak adds that phrase from Rashi that al yimser atzma anashi yasu lones. He shouldn't expect that God is going to do him a miracle and he's going to save him at the last minute. Shamoser atzma anashi yasu lones enos in lones. We have a rule that if his intention is to experience a miracle, then in fact he will not experience a miracle and he will not be spared. Now getting back to the Darkei Tshuva that we mentioned before in Yoredei Kuf Nun Zayin, he says, K'shodem Oser Atzmo L'mis Al Kiddush Hashem Tzor She'ichavein Shafil K'shelo Yasal Ones K'mo She'osu Chananya Mishol V'azaryo. And he quotes a large group of poskim who say the same thing. Now there is a commentary on Rashi al Torah called it Seidel L'Derech, and he writes that what was bothering Rashi, after all Rashi tells you that when you're Moser is Atzmo you have to have the following kavana and it shouldn't be conditional on or motivated by the fact that Hashem might save you with a miracle, blah blah blah. What is that doing in Rashi? I mean, if Rashi was defining the nature of the halachas of Kiddush Hashem and the chiyuv Kiddush Hashem, then it would make sense that Rashi should tell us he's got to have the right kavana. But in the case of Rashi's Pirush al Torah, where he's trying to explain the words of the Torah and the duke osios and the meaning of the words of the Torah, that's Rashi's commentary. He's a mefarish, the mefarish, you could say, par excellence. He doesn't have to give us halachas and go into details about when the mitzvah applies, when it doesn't. Rashi's not, in his commentary on the Torah, he's not writing Shulchan Aruch. And this question must lead us to an answer, which means that Rashi had a question. As if Rashi felt like he had to stretch his arm out to this particular rule of what his kavana is when he was Moser Atzmo, then Rashi must have been bothered by something in the pasuk. Since it's Seidel L'Derech, it should have said Umakdisheni Besoch, I should say Tachdisheni Besoch B'nei Yisrael, in the language of a command. If it's a mitzvah saseh to give up his life, B'tov B'nei Yisrael, and it should have said U'tekadsheni or V'tekadsheni. That's the Lashon of Mitzvah say. So why does it say V'nikdashti? That was Rashi's question. So Rashi again was bothered. What bothered Rashi? It should have said V'tekadsheni in the Lashon Tzivu, in the Lashon of a mandate, rather than V'nikdashti, as if describing a matter of fact. So Rashi understood that the answer to that question was that in a situation of Kiddush Hashem like that of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, if Hashem intervenes to save the life of the Mekadesh, which means he does a miracle, a nes, then V'nikdashti, I will be sanctified. And Hashem says that this will bring me sanctification, so to speak, Kiddush Hashem. Nikdash Hashem b'fi kol, because everyone sees the power of Hashem, that he can bring about a miracle for those, to save those who trust in him and are willing to give up the lives for him. And Rashi says, if that's the pshat in the word v'nikdashti, and the Torah here is putting the emphasis on the ultimate goal here of kiddush Hashem b'fi kol, then it should apply through a miracle. And Rashi comes along and he says, no. That kishiyimser atzma al yimser atzma al nes shehivtich Torah love. Even though the Torah is in the word v'nikdashti is guaranteeing that there will be a miracle, nevertheless, that should not be what motivates you. That's what Rashi wants to add here. Meaning, based on pshuto shel mikro, we're going to come to the conclusion that v'nikdashti means Hashem will take care of saving the Moser es Atzmo, the Mekadesh, Hashem will spare his life through some sort of miracle. Oh, if that's what V'nikdashti means, you might come to the conclusion, well, you know, that should be my kavana. The Mekadesh himself, who's now giving up his life and sanctifying the name, he should have that in mind, that this will be a great Kiddush Hashem because Hashem is going to save him. No, his mitzvah is to give up his life. And all other cheshbonos, he's got to leave to the Ribono Shelolam. If Ribono Shelolam decides to bring about a miracle, because that's a greater Kiddush Hashem, that's the decision that Hashem will make. But if not, then Hashem will decide that this person is going to die al Kiddush Hashem. But don't try to be Mekadesh Hashem with the, you know, working with the premise and the assumption that Hashem will save you with a miracle. Okay, Rabosa, I see the hour is late, and we have to get up early, so we're going to stop here. Even though there's quite a bit more here in the Maror Mekomos, but in Mirtz Hashem, Od Chazon LaMoed, hopefully we'll get a chance to see some of these Maror Mekomos.